Blog Talk Radio.
Problem. I got a great solution. It will solve it.
that's what you dealing with. Hair and nails, dead babysitter for kids. Might pop out real quick. Don't waste my time with endless lies like you got bread. Knowing damn well all you got is boring head. I've been done blasted your ass. Keep playing. Don't be a victim of a pussy robber. I would a nigga saying. Ride real clean, got nice grill, dress kinda long. Approach me in the club, buy me some drinks, wanna take me home. I'm cribbing on your job, but with your kids, that's what I'm on. Come here, let me put my number in your phone, for real. Stepping their neck, stay going hard. Letting you know right now, majority niggas is fraud. Stepping their neck, stay going hard. Letting you know right now, majority bitches is fraud. Your money got to be long, pay like you wait. This big league, you sure you wanna play? I need a big stepper, not a nigga out here robbing. You got an issue? Come here, let's solve it. Cause for one, boss bitches don't play no game. And for sure, not fucking with no lame. Pussy robber, nah, we don't fuck with you. That shit ridiculous, hysterical, unbelievable. Don't play with it, don't play with it. Go hard up, go home. If you know you ain't got it like they, leave a boss bitch alone. Don't play with it, don't play with it. Go hard up, go home. If you know you ain't got it like they, leave a boss bitch alone.
That I love, cause I love and then really go live on the record. Yeah. Even when he vibes for his life on the block, cause he'd rather die to be recognized as a record. So hard in the paint. Sucks when you think you are, but you ain't. Ain't no sunshine here, right? That's like ain't no drama, Marvin the game. Too hard to involve in debate. Too short to be in the bar with debate. Yeah. Ain't got time for the ruling, let's just stop that bush. Time of the day. Sometimes gotta make time for the fake time, but the fake time get away with the fake time. And your FaceTime at wayside, what should've been wayside?
Now's on FaceTime.
Should I keep jumping it? Yeah. Should all y'all keep jumping it? Yeah. Should all y'all take the ball when I drop? Cause I'm not gonna stop once y'all get involved in it. Let me find out that y'all really find out how they bury Billy Bob, and find out you're very interested in what Omar got to say about it. Tell me, would you go cray cray if I said my way or the highway? Bye bye sway, bye bye nay nay, bye bye gang gang, all y'all gangway. Why can't we all get along, get it on till we all in the rain? Nothing wrong with it, we all good, so it's all good.
Nope, nope.
Hey, but still find a way to get it all in it. Got you thinking that you're hot, hot, dope, 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 but you're not, nah. Maybe you can really get down, but when you ask around, it's saying that you're really not, nah, nah. Wouldn't matter to me, I bust. You can break me down to one D, I bust. Hit him hard, really hope that he hot bust, so I can really get the beating on him. See how it coming. Get the kick until I'm out of asses. Kinda happy to Calabasas, where the grass is greener, but old gets meaner.
Let that slide, I'm all out of passes.
Maybe you can walk his my ass, is the way that I should look at it. Got more ways than a cookbook to eat. Turn the page, look, look, see?
Hey, yo, that sounds good, man, but it's late and I'm ready to go home. You used every word in the dictionary, man.
Yo,
Mojo was the plan, man. You ain't gonna break bread, quit playing, man. You ain't gonna get any riches to back up. You need to just back up, forget about the game, man. Your first meal, change your lifestyle. First real chicken, probably gain you a bite now. Second meal, turn it to your third meal. Now I'm spending more than another day in the life now. Maintain is the main thing, main thing. Keep it coming, they're coming like bang, bang. They're messing with you, come up, then it's time to get the gang, gang. Pull up on them, be like gang, 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 gang. Hit them up, yup, get them all. Rub them up, let them go, kinda let them know. You in there banging, I'm in there banging. Pull up the thing with bigger when I see nobody to let it go. I'm in the business, I'm giving them the business. So if you happen to witness, you probably end up a witness. So watching me at the beginning, the sentence, I'm in the up until the ER. I never a minute, they call me a minute. I've been in the tennis, I'm watching you. I keep that, I keep ready to hibachi you. I'm Bobby with the dance, you ready to chop you. I get you slipping up beside you, and then I hit him with the...
or
birds in the black. Might take a whole bag to get the strength on my back.
Need a cheese in the trap, just snap on the rack. When I swerve in peace, that's a massive catastrophe. I got a message, just to throw behind a message. Fuckin' with the true on 10 around front street. Come on, my mind to that block, I'm a hill of heat. You do dirt, be one deep. No payback, no justice. Could take months, might take years. But for show, it's revenge. Ain't no rules on get back. Play hangman, make sure he dead. Been morning day, eating day bread. Been enough drop, make sure he nailed. Today, get back a motherfucker. I posted in the cut like an undercover. How you make fucking so low? Under the West Bend like I'm Danny Glover. Lying to the shit that makes me be wonder. We can put a pussy nigga 60 under. Just a pressure to speak. Tommy Trump Obama. I only put up from the throne since I told your mama. Gotta watch what you bring to your motherfucking table. Many undercover snakes that are shedding in your face. Get the head cut it off from your skin like a fake. Then nail to a tree and wait till the next day. Put the hide off the stake and then you measure it out. Get a barrel out of mess. Set a motherfucker fire. Make a super little bet when you fucking nuts. Tire fake. You to the gang now. High fat fire. Keep your eyes on the ones that be acting real friendly. Your social informant is a motherfucking bitch. You will see him online. Cutting all that shit. Once the niggas start yapping, call my hands. I just go a bitch, only do what you late. Throw the bitch to the block just to make a little change. It ain't too many guilt for getting it. It ain't too many bread and trenches. It ain't too many drops and pesos. It ain't too many chairs at my table. It ain't too many built for the coma. It ain't too many focused on the karma. A lot of these niggas, they attack the trauma. I pack up in a pack to prepare to come up. A lot of these niggas be trying to block this style. Add a bitch out for a blast free crack. I crash on the dumbest, I smash on the dumbest. You motherfucker act crazy if you want. I suffocate a bitch when they first go to sleep. If you sitting on me, you can join them sheep. Only dead motherfuckers get peace near me. I eat well, motherfuckers shake all around me. On the block, I can pop a nigga top and collect some organs. See? I took a bird through the top, just a block on the block, no under. Yeah. I'ma light a few whips, they gon' blow them out quick. Watch the toes, I'ma dip through the evaporate shit. It ain't too many niggas made it out of these. I got it heavy on my mind, get back, pay a nigga in the hood, that's the squares in the black. Might take a whole pack of shit, on my back. Nigga cheese when the trap, snap on the rack. When I swerve in peace, that's a massive catastrophe. I got a little beef, just a storm behind a mess of peace. Fuckin' with the true old sinner around front street. Come on, my mind, send the block, jump a hill of heat.
Jump in this bitch, cause we don't miss. We know Lord D, you a counterfeit risk. If you a counterfeit risk, you a person check.
my way, it's time to throw them off. I heard they coming for my head, well let's just see about it. I been they gon' say that, you can't fuck with you, he in that bag. Cross me line, you gon' get trade. Don't think so, then act bad. Ho, pull me out the pussy and cut the cord of brain. I hate they do it to you, but this here been overdue. You see the smile here been fucked up, I wish you loved and turned up. You last now, but started first, I detoured and blew up. Damn, I just let some gas out. Hit it on and then popped out. It's over, yeah, cause I touched down. Your contract is null now. I talk shit cause I am the shit. Hit lick, big boss shit. That same lick gon' have a sit, ho. Put me back up in the pussy before I flash out. They hate to see me stepping cause they know I'm on their ass. Now I've been lit, been killing shit. Don't think so, then step, bitch. And show these hoes up on the floor. Jump on the bitch, knock it down, go. I do not gamble, but I'm trying to hit on live. So they all turning their heads because they see them chasing guac, so they think I'm gonna be friendly to the ass, but I am not. So they y'all can go to hell, I wish them well, I'm talking pronto. Fuck you, fuck your mama too, fuck your grandma and your kids too. Fuck your pops cause he fucked the thought and fuck that bitch who pushed him out. Fuck your dog, fuck your cat's hell, fuck your neighbors, let's add out. I'ma say it now, you know what's up, so remember this when I double bell. Heavy hitters at my table, we don't play no. So watch yourselves before you watch the lab, cause it ain't safe though.
Been a hitter with the slashes since they acting brand new. Ain't nobody fucking with me, I just thought that y'all knew. Why the fuck would I run when I run to your whole crew? If you know it's fuck me, then you know it's fuck who. Why cap up in my raps when my cousin ain't true? Yeah, y'all thought I was a goofy, I tricked you. Yeah, I snuck off in this bitch, I left you fuckers no clue. Now I'm in this rap game, what the fuck y'all gon' do? Fucking right, I hope it pop off. Watch me kiss this play from my outstanding, you just got mouth. Say they want that dope, but best believe, boy, my beef goes. Overdue for a win, cause I can't afford another loss. Had to level up with just an order to come to ball. I remember them days when they blame me, saying it was my fault. Only reason why my only hand in my damn box. And say it ain't cheating till your pussy ass get caught. Yeah, I'm on they ass, about to make them mad. These dusties looking bad. I was dispensing it, and I forgot my meds. High in the first, when I started last. He fuckers on my trail, but I'm hella fast. Suck my mama dick, and kiss my daddy ass. Y'all rappers hella weak, you fucking damn trash. And that pussy dookie, bitch, I think I passed.
I'm smoking brown with a rags to riches. We broke had to wear me a cast for a minute. Stop fucking with these little sad ass bitches. Me come get a bag with me, nigga. I'ma help you, I won't brag if I did it. Most of these niggas ain't trapping, they tricking. I only see me cause I rap in the mirror. You ain't the only one getting money, little nigga. She fucking with a kid and her ass getting bigger. I told her one night like her last little nigga. I ain't gonna sleep, broke up with some racks and a pillow. She wanna vibe with a nigga cause I'm real. I can even rock with these niggas, I don't feel them. These hoes mad at my bitch, they bitter. Should've stayed with me, gold up, gorilla. I'm smoking on Zod Godzilla. You ain't the plug, you the man in the middle.
Damn.
Money for breakfast, my bitches for dinner. We just had sex in the villa. I tied in my stomach like Tupac, nigga. I used to hide the dope through my two socks, nigga. Bitch, I been trapping since back in the day. Pull up in the whips like a runaway slave. Bitch, on my side, I had nowhere to stay. You be inside, cause that's where it stays. Popping these pills and I'm on that train. You can't do what I do, better stay in your lane. Won't pop for that pussy, bitches, you insane. You fly every day just to hop on a plane. Niggas act up, but that shit really lame. When I'm in New York, gotta slide with a shank. Hey. Nigga, I'm popping my shit in they face. I put that shit on to go to the bank. I do this shit cause they told me I can't. I keep it real, man, it's all in my veins. I just made a joke, had to stop in LaGrange. I be best smoky, don't play with my name. Little bitch better not go get some grain. I'm smoking brown with a rags to riches. We broke had to wear me a cast for a minute. Stop fucking with these little sad ass bitches. Don't make me come get a bag with me, nigga. I'ma help you and won't brag if I did it. Most of these niggas ain't trapping, they trick. I only see me cause I rap in the mirror. You ain't the only one getting money, little nigga. She fucking with a kid and her ass getting bigger. I told her one night like her last little nigga. I ain't gonna sleep, broke up with some racks in the pillow. I just wanna vibe with a nigga cause I'm real. I can even rock with these niggas, I don't feel them. These hoes mad at my bitch, they bitter. Should've stayed with me, go with us, go real.
Yeah, I know.
Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. Truth, where? Yeah.
Back with another hot record.
Trulia Monroe.
Superstar.
We jumping off the court and heading to the court.
Let's go.
We bout the ball. I know I feel it in my soul. Yeah. Universal, yeah, my team, we on the move. Let's go. We're posted in the road.
The song featured on the AI
currently
Go.
Playing
90.1 FM.
Murder One.
DJ CM.
At Coalition Ambush Radio.
And all over the
Follow
world.
Follow Trulia Monroe on Instagram at Trulia
and check
Monroe.
Out the website.
TruliaMonroe.com.
Trulia Monroe.
He's heating up out there.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the Homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yeah, True West Radio. We back up in this thing one more again. True West Truzy. It's your man DJ here along with one and only King Scratch and Buddha Ali. What's going on, people?
What is the business?
Yay, yay. What's happening,
bro? Yay, yay. Man,
Travel
I enjoyed myself on your show, bro. That's cool.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Got to get y'all back on now, man. We got to chop up a topic or something, man. I was going to... I had some topics in mind, but I was gonna wait till the next time. But I appreciate y'all too, man. Y'all feel free to share it on y'all page and everything, man. Make this shit go viral. I'm gonna tell y'all, we already had like 177 views in an hour.
I was just listening to it before I turned my phone back on. I was just listening to it. I was like, that's tight. I like that.
Right on. I enjoyed it. They've been calling ever since then.
God. Hell yeah, man. I'm just trying to get all this stuff together, man, because it's almost time for the turkey day.
Yeah, buddy.
I got to get my damn cook on, even though I hate cooking.
You know you got that award-winning dressing.
Oh, yeah, the award-winning dressing, of course. But I don't even feel like making that shit. If you want to know the truth.
Right on.
You know what I mean? What I'm going to start doing is making that shit a year ahead of time and just put it in the freezer. So y'all can just unthaw it and put that motherfucker in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but, you know, it just don't taste as good. If I make it a day before, I got to make it the day of. So.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this here for fucking 20 years. No, wait a minute.
Wow.
Oh, what is 20 years? Like 25 years. I think I've been married 25 years.
And thank you, just had anniversary.
Huh? Yeah, my anniversary was in October, October 22nd. I wasn't even here. I was out there on that fucking tour. 25 years. 25 fucking years. But it's probably been more like 30 years I've been making this goddamn dress. So I gotta make dressing for another year. Yeah, so it's all good though. Fuck.
Excuse me.
And all these goddamn grandchildren and all these motherfuckers gonna be over here.
No,
then my wife got all these damn sweets and shit, so they gonna be turned up. I'm just gonna come in the studio and lock it up.
You ain't gonna be able to have it.
Them motherfuckers gonna be up there turned up. All that sweet shit my wife done made. Cheesecake, cake, motherfucking pie. You know how kids are. They all want that shit. And she gonna give it all to them. I'm gonna be like, yep, I'm going to the studio and lock the door. What y'all gonna do?
Well, I'm stuck in one place, bro.
Damn, mom, them ain't coming over or nothing. Shit. Hell yeah, man. If you can't get around, bring Thanksgiving to you, shit. That's the least the motherfuckers could do, anybody.
Yeah.
If I was there, nigga, I'd bring Thanksgiving to you. We were like, oh, shit.
Just be thankful to see today, my brother.
Yeah.
Well, as you say, as long as I wake up on the
right
side
of the
day.
The right side of the dirt.
I see you got mad at me for using your shit on the show too.
No, I didn't get mad. I was just saying. I heard you say hang like wet clothes. I say tell him don't use my shit. And that's when he put me on.
I knew he was going to bring you on. That's why I said it.
No, you know, nigga, this is horse shit. Just because I say it more than anybody don't mean nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was telling motherfuckers, like, I was telling that shit, like, when I was on tour, and then it was like, you know, the people that work in the lobby, they was like, oh, how you doing? I said, I'm good. I'm on the right side of the dirt. And they start laughing. They say, I'm going to use that. I'm like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's the fucking truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody hang like wet clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no dry, what you gotta do? Hang your clothes up.
Yeah.
So everybody hang like, I'm hanging like wet clothes. Matter of fact, I think I need to put something in the washing machine or get in the bathtub and step on some shit so I can wash some clothes right now while you're bullshit.
That's old school, yeah.
Oh.
Put them holding tub and stop on.
You heard me? Or you get the goddamn washboard.
Yeah, I knew about that too.
You get the washboard and you be on that motherfucker scrubbing the dirt out that motherfucker. And then what you do? You go hang the motherfuckers up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, hey, if you got to step on them or you got to use the washboard, guess what? You ain't got no drive, so that means you got to hang them up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ring them out, hang them up. It's all good. I didn't make the singing up anyway. Somebody else told me that a long time ago, hanging like wet clothes. And I'm like,
yeah, just say it's wrong.
I got that. I mean, I got that one.
From an old player to a young player.
Put my shit on the line.
Yeah.
Why y'all bullshitting, nigga? I got a clothesline in my backyard. So we still be hanging shit up. Oh, yeah, shit. Motherfucker ain't got no nothing to go to the fucking, the drive shit. Nigga, hang it. In front of my studio, nigga, I be having all my clothes hanging up on that motherfucker. Hell yeah. Don't get it twisted, hey, motherfuckers. Y'all gotta hang the clothes up sometime. I know goddamn well everybody ain't got no goddamn drive. So sometimes you gotta hang your shit up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? We're at the top. At the head, bottom of the hour, whatever you want to call it. True S Radio. It's King Scratch Buddha Ali in the building. We're going to get a couple of songs, play a few bills, and we'll be back with more of the show. If you want to join the show, hit us up. 323-642-1597. Press 1 to talk. Otherwise, listen and cue and enjoy the show, baby. It ain't over until the fat and several sing. You hear me? Brother Jam, this is Kenya. Vaughn, it's called Summertime. Let's go.
What's up?
Early in the morning, rush to get myself dressed in. Gotta get to work, cause my boss be stressing. Back and forth and forth and back texting. Fed up, why they keep on testing my patience, baby? I'm tired of your complaints. Just give it up, I'm frustrated. Think I might need some space. I need some peace, no culture giving my love. Sometimes I feel like I just wanna get away from it all. Disappear, go somewhere to clear my mind of all. If I had my way, I'd pack my bags and leave today. Take a plane and escape to some place where summer never ends. Where there's blue skies and sunshine and summer never ends. What you see, never find another one like me. You live off this misery, you're the fifth one. My energy's wasted, my patience, baby. I'm tired of your complaints. Just give it up, I'm frustrated. Think I might need some space. I need some peace, so go to giving my love. Sometimes I feel like I just wanna get away from it all. Disappear, go somewhere to clear my mind. If I had my way, I'd pack my bags and leave today. Take a plane and escape to some place where summer never ends. Where there's blue skies and sunshine and summer never ends. Sitting poolside, you're so high and summer never ends. Hop on a fly to catch a vibe, oh yeah. Well, well, well. Get a piece of mind. Sometimes I feel like I just wanna get away from it all. Disappear, go somewhere to clear my mind of all. If I had my way, I'd pack my bags and leave today. Take a plane and escape to some place where summer never ends. Where there's blue skies and sunshine and summer never ends. Sitting poolside, get so high.
dance. Introduce you to my world. You all know the winter from the summer. Business going good, business going great. We doing numbers. Fresh basil, cherry tomato, and cucumber. I like how you look at me, and I wanna be up under that. I like how you act, and you turn me on with some fitted hats. I like when you turn off, I watch you take it off. Say he wanna be exclusive, and that shit I'm on. We can build or destroy what we build if it ain't strong. You say your study's long, you study wrong. Bless him and fill him up, he gon' make your house a home. I stand up and he put me on top where I belong. It's a dinner date, it's some Jose or some Patron. It's a late night out on the balcony of the condo. Steak and baked potato, I'm naked under my poncho. Nothing but my birthday suit and bracelets. Use your imagination, baby. When you on your shit, when you on your shit, baby. You want your shitty car, come like this. Something like this. Something like this. Something like this. When you want your shit. When you want your shit, baby. Hey, yeah. When you want your shitty car, come like this. To me, hopping up out the shower, smelling like Victoria's Secret, pulling up banging triple six, or that Scarface on my playlist, and I'm rolling my windows down, sitting that bitch for about 10 minutes, open the door, I'm talking cash, don't switch the guts in the teeth, nigga pass, I see me in the yard, they hunk and I pump the fist, I be listening, get to feeling myself, I get to missing, my niggas just like the way, y'all pray for them every day, y'all reminisce, about us hitting leaks on leaks on leaks, and the motherfucking consequences.
When you want your shit,
when you want your shit, baby.
When you want your shit, it gon' come like this.
Something like this, something like this, something like this.
When you want your shit,
when you want your shit, baby. Hey,
when you want your shit, it gon' come like this.
Now, ooh boy, don't play around.
I'll serve you. I'll
be your chef tonight. I'll give you what you like. I'll give you what you like. Turn up the heat, boy. I'll give you what you need, boy. Ain't it so sweet, boy? Fix it, make a me, boy. Tonight I'm gonna take you out.
Beside way,
drink, drunk,
up in the club. sweat.
Niggas can't see like they going blind cause they set. Not just water get you wet. You fucking with a bet, not the one that save your puppy from Barbo. Kinda like a rag top, it's foam. Built to last and easy to fix, I get a fix. Billy rabbits loving they tricks. Put me in the mix with the rest. King's Ranch, wall game, left side, banging through west. No contest, you can't compete, so don't try. Gotta keep your t-shirt dry. Posted on the app, it's fly. Buzzing through the bullshit, bumping on the trees that's high. Washed up, never, a little old maiden. Been rocking show before your ass was a baby. Laying down niggas every time I grab the sticks. Don't let the gram fool you, cause this is my fix.
Built to last and easy to fix.
I get a fix.
Built to last and easy to fix.
I get a fix.
Built to last and easy to fix.
I get a fix, fix, fix.
Built to last and easy to fix.
I get a fix.
Built to last and easy to fix.
I get a fix.
Built to last and easy to fix.
I get a fix, 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 fix.
I get a blast from the past, looking at the future. Running with a camp that'll boot ya, uproot ya. Pull your plug crack, lying on a stretcher. You only live once, that's the one thing I bet ya. Don't let me catch you slipping, because I'm sliding up to your bumper. Pick you up, then I dump ya. Niggas bring the funk, but I bring the noise. With all my boys, cause it's a loud noise. You need to keep your poise and never let me see you sweat. Because a nigga takes off like a jet. I don't like drama, but every time it comes my way, I take it back to the place where you stay. Due west for ya, this ain't nothing to dance to. Passing out when I get a chance to. Pose hard when you take your flick. Pull it cotton out your soft ass. That's getting my fix.
Built to last and easy to fix.
I get a fix.
Built to last and easy to fix.
I get a fix.
Built to last and easy to fix.
I get a fix, 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 fix.
I get a fix.
Built to last and easy to fix.
I get a fix.
Built to last and easy to fix.
I get a fix.
Built to last and easy to fix.
I get a fix, 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 fix.
I get a fix.
Thank you. gonna get ya. Now every nation is going for revenge while the rest of the kingdom build a song for sin. I said a radical madness is the no solution. The race for the heaven, the revolution. Looking at a planet Earth, executions. I know you all see it, or you're scared. So let's get it clean and see who cares. Wake up in the total of pitch black. The rock of sin is a smoke that media marks the scene. Thug Tech Omega the third time. Come back, no more time left.
Yes, sir. This is Ill Gates, and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it. Yo, this is Ill Gates, and you rocking with King Scratch on Mad Mondays. Ugh.
Another hot record, Julia Monroe, superstar.
We jumping off the court and heading to the court. Let's get it. We bout to ball, I know I feel it in my soul. Yeah. Universal, yeah, my team, we on the move, let's go. We posted in the road, the book
the song feature.
mission.
On the AI
currently
go.
Playing
90.1 FM,
Murder One,
DJ CMC,
and Coalition Ambush Radio,
and all over the
Follow
world.
Follow Trulia Monroe on Instagram
at Trulia Monroe.
Check out the website
TruliaMonroe.com.
Trulia Monroe
is heating up out there.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, we back at it, man. True West Radio, top of the hour. King's Crest, Buddha Ali holding down with me tonight on this Tuesday afternoon. You know what I'm saying? Get it in, man. Just going through the motions. Playing in the ocean. What y'all know about the ocean of funk? Y'all don't know nothing about that. Well, hello. Is any motherfucking body on here? I guess not.
I'm here.
There we go. Okay, okay. I like it.
Cause I'm here. I was doing some other shit. Oh, like, oh shit.
Uh-huh. See?
I was here.
I always doing something else. So
well,
what you think about this year's football season?
I'm glad my team done bounced back.
Yeah.
I think all team is like winning. I want
oh,
to
like winning, okay.
LA game, you know what I'm saying?
I know it.
This is my
I know you do, bro.
I went to the store earlier, right? And you know, my old Jeep is 49er the fuck out.
Yeah.
When I walked in the store, the dude, he was sitting there and he had his little girl with him, whatever. So I went and got some beer. And then I paid for the beer and he walked out the store. And then when I was walking back out the store, he was coming back in the store. He said, "Hey, man. There's something on your seats. I don't know what the fuck it is, but he had on a Rams jacket." There's something on your seats. I don't know what it is, but it's just something on your seats. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's the best team in football. And I looked at his coat. And I said, "It's something fucked up on your coat." Because he was a Ram fan. Mm-hmm. He had a Ram coat on. Yeah, he said, "Something on your seat. This your Jeep?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "It's something. It's some fucked up shit on your seat. I just don't know what it is." And then I realized what the fuck he was talking about. I was like, "Yep, it's something fucked up on your coat, too."
Yeah. Both of y'all just running around with fucked up shit on, right?
Thinking the Rams ain't gonna win shit.
I know it.
Oh, man.
And as good as y'all record is, don't look like y'all gonna do much of that either.
Yeah, I'm right.
But for the Cowboys, there is hope.
I mean, the whole thing about it is, at the end of the day, we gonna have to meet the Cowboys again.
Yeah. Right on.
But look though, all you gotta do is look back for the past 5 years. We've been whooping the Cowboy ass, so they better get some juice under their ass, because we gonna see him again before this year's over.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Everywhere, he be really on that motherfucker pumping that shit up. I don't know, hey, now what? Nigga, the Cowboys did that, boop, that. When I was out there on tour, that nigga was just Cowboyed the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, he didn't come up there with his Cowboy gear on, did he?
Oh, No, he didn't come up there with me with no cowboy gear. I think when he came out, he got on all Laker gear. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, he's playing on your what do you call it? He's playing on my sister's side.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I was like, you know, when I knew when him and 86 was coming up there when we was in Tallahassee, I was getting ready to go 49 the fuck out. I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna fuck with him like that.
Yeah. This shit crazy.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Yeah.
People don't understand that. If you a fan, I mean, whatever you a fan of, you actually so committed to it. You know what I mean? Like any Cowboy fan, because we lost and JoJo was up there laughing and having his good time because he a Cowboy fan. Oh my gosh, welcome. Yeah, when you, it's all fanatics. If you a fanatic, you don't give a fuck. Nigga, if you going for your team, you going for your team. And
right on.
A lot of places that we did when we was on tour, I had on the L.A. Dodgers, I had on the motherfucking L.A. Lakers, I had on the San Francisco 49ers. So everybody knew that nigga from L.A., especially if I got a big-ass L.A. Dodgers jersey up, they knew who I was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but, you know, it's wild because depending on where you at, you know, especially down south, them motherfuckers don't take too kind of L.A. niggas. Especially if they think you get ready to take some of their bras. And bras be like, oh, shit, he from L.A. What's happening?
So
that shit gets fucked up.
Right on.
It's been a couple of times me and JoJo was like, let's go back to the car. And say, no, we from Cali. Niggas, we seen niggas scoping us out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I got on two months Jewel, so they probably getting ready to start jacking. 2 months Blaine.
Yeah, man.
So we was trying to tell them motherfuckers, I'm like, look, bro, y'all don't see them motherfuckers over there scoping y'all dumb ass out? But see, they ain't from Cali. You know, everybody is built different. But
yeah.
I was telling them about them young niggas. I told JoJo, I say, them niggas ain't built like us. We recognizing what's going on. These niggas ain't. So we get ready to go back to the car. Let these motherfuckers sit up here and deal with whatever. Because they knew they wasn't from Cali. But they knew me and JoJo was from Cali. Everywhere we went, they knew me and JoJo was from Cali. And it wasn't just because of what I was wearing. It was just how we act. Yeah, so.
I might be a little better here. You need to come over here with that bullshit.
Oh.
Yo. Yeah, so. What's going on?
Me? Where you at, bro?
Am I right here?
Huh? I see that nigga, but ain't nobody else came on tonight.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Murali, you mic'd up? I guess he on the listening phase. It wasn't listening for this. But it's all to the good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
There go Mr. Everywhere. Let me see your voice, Talia. Miss Edward, why am I going to keep leaving all these motherfucking lights on? Damn. Damn, yeah, nigga trying to conserve.
Shit, the light on all motherfucking day. Leave it on, fuck it. They're going to try to find out what I'm going to find out. It's low-key cold in this motherfucker. Hold on.
That 30 minutes on the field could have been off. Hello?
Hey, Mr. Edwin.
Yo, I'm right here.
Hey, did you talk to K-9, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. He's trying to get something cracking.
Yeah, I pointed him in the right direction.
Oh, good. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. No, I'm cold as fuck up in here. What the fuck? I don't even know where my goddamn heater at. I know y'all doing good out as far as the damn climate.
Yeah. Sort of, kind of. I'm temporary. I feel a certain temperature in my hair. It don't matter how I feel out there. I got to have it feeling a certain way up in here.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't even come over there and hang out with you, nigga. You're probably having too goddamn cold. It's already cold outside. You might turn on the goddamn AC or some shit.
It's on as we speak.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I have some. This Atlanta feel like it's a devil sitting on my... I feel like I'm being violated.
Motherfucker, be go to Have Love House and you just go sleep in the car because it's warmer than this fucking house.
More than likely.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That was that tour shit. Look, this motherfucker Frank Wade is fucking cold as fuck outside, but he coming around to a little bit. Good for hero. And just so happens, I'm the one that's sleeping closer to the air than any goddamn body.
Yeah.
I mean, that motherfucker freezing.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, but
I ain't been in a room in a long time. Well, it do be nice to go every day, man.
Yo, motherfucker, everywhere was up there. I don't know if the room was cold that day when you was up there with me when you were 86 came. That motherfucker took me to a bomb-ass spot, the motherfucker hip-hop, fish and chicken. That shit was bomb-ass, a motherfucker.
What did you get for fish and grits?
No, it's fish and chicken.
Just like me, brother. Y'all gonna learn chicken is the most consumed meat in America. In the world.
Nigga, I'm over grits. Nigga, I ain't eating no grits. I think Mr. Everywhere got some grits.
Yep.
This will say a lot about the Muslims, those people that say they don't eat pork. It confuses me with chicken.
I just don't eat no grits because... When I was a little kid, my grandma just made grits every fucking morning.
Yeah, because they called them the evening before.
every fucking morning my grandma made grits. And then when my father got married to my stepmother, all she made was grits. I'm like, oh yeah, when I could decline this shit, I ain't eating no more motherfucking grits. And I ain't ate no grits.
Since then.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, nigga, I used to have to sit at the table because they had fixed broccoli and I wouldn't eat the broccoli because the shit made me throw up.
Yeah.
Sitting at the goddamn table all night. I'm not eating that fucking broccoli. Fuck y'all. I want
to eat your
motherfucker right now, though.
You want to eat your motherfucking broccoli? Put them like some fucking cheese on it because I'll be concerned. This thing broccoli.
Nigga, I will fuck some broccoli up right now.
I know it. I will too.
Nigga, but when I was a kid, I couldn't eat that shit. That shit made me throw up.
Yeah.
As soon as that motherfucking broccoli hit my mouth, it's going, ah!
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I couldn't fuck with broccoli when I was a kid. I couldn't eat that shit. They was like, well, if you ain't gonna eat the broccoli, you just sit at the table, nigga. I be at the table sleep like a motherfucker.
I'm like
saying
okra. I can't eat okra.
Oh, hell no.
Can't do it.
That shit was too fuzzy. Now, see, if it's in gumbo, I can eat it in gumbo. But if you just had, right, even today, if you just had, nigga, okra right there, no. Ain't going down. Now I'm grown and I could actually say I'm not going to eat that fucking shit, I could do that. When you're a little kid and then your parents try to make you eat that shit, I wouldn't eat it when I was a little kid. But if we had it in the gumbo or something like that, I'd fuck with it.
Sounds like your motorcycle.
But nigga, you ain't get ready to put no goddamn okra in front of me until here. What we get ready to have? Oh yeah, we gonna have some liver, we gonna have some okra. We gonna have, I can't eat liver either, nigga. Nope.
You have to try it. You have to try it.
You eat liver?
Yeah, who else?
That tastes like old steak.
It's good when you put hot sauce and ketchup on it.
I can't eat that liver or gizzard. I used to have to cook that and sell that at the convenience store, man. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it. I didn't eat it growing up. I just learned about the goddamn giblet gravy, man. That's the only way that I can eat that stuff and didn't even know it all them years.
Now, see, I fuck with some gizzard. Fried gizzards, and then I put them in my dressing every Thanksgiving anyway. But I cannot fuck with no liver, bro. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. And the other thing I can't fuck with is lamb chop. Y'all ever ate lamb chop? I can't fuck with no lamb chops either. Because when you used to eating certain shit, like if I ate a steak is good. If you eat a liver, that shit tastes like some old steak. That's what it is to me. I be like, oh, no, I can't fuck with that. What else? It's like, it's almost like, and then I can't eat yogurt. It tastes like some old-ass ice cream or some old-ass pudding.
Well, yogurt's good for you, though. It cleans your stomach out.
Man, I drink some apple juice.
Now, yogurt's going to clean your stomach out. It got probiotics. That's going to sit up there and eat the bacteria out your stomach so you don't get sick and what you call it. It'll push it all out your system. That's why they
you
tell
know
you
what
drink a probiotic drink.
I tolerate yogurt a little different now, but when I was little, it was like, it tasted like some, either some fucked up pudding or some fucked up ice cream. You know, everybody got their different ways of, you know, all the food that they eat and shit like that. Man, it was some shit that was fucked. I couldn't, I don't give a damn right now, nigga. A nigga have to shoot me in the head to eat some liver. I'm just saying. You better eat this liver or I'm going to shoot you. I'll be like, you better kill me because I damn sure ain't eating that shit. Mm-mm.
No, put it. Uh-oh.
What won't you eat? What's the thing you want me eat, Mr. Everywhere?
I don't eat no cooked cabbage. I don't eat no pig feet, turkey necks, neck bones, none of that stuff.
Oh Lord, you! Oh my God, no neck bones. Turkey necks.
Nope.
Oh, damn. You fucking me up. Nigga, those are things, nigga, that be real. Look at the turkey legs be banging. Neck bones is like, all right, yeah, I can deal with them. But turkey legs?
For you not to grow up in the South, you don't know the significance, but in the South, all that stuff is what they threw out there to the slaves to eat. See, the hams and the steaks and all that and the brisket and all that, that's what the house nigga got to eat with the slave master. All the other slaves got the pig feet, the pig ears, the chitlins, and the neck bones and all that stuff. That's what they gave the slaves, so that was slave food. And so everybody done ate it, and now the generational curse is they've been eating it for generations, and now we got high blood pressure and cholesterol problems and all that because we eat that trash. That the trash of the hog. That's why they threw it to the slaves.
All right,
if we
no
doing it, the slave masters would have ate it.
No pig feet. No pig ears. No chitlins. I don't fuck with that. And when I was younger, I used to eat chitlins, like, because my mom and them, they used to know how to clean them motherfuckers to where, you know, you don't have that smell in the house. But you go to some people's house and they cook a chitlins, and that shit be stinking like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you know what chitlins is, don't you?
Yeah, pig guts.
Right. And you know what's in pig guts? What do you think's in your gut? What's in your gut when you go to the bathroom?
Nigga, everything. Nigga, them motherfuckers got to go out and get the corn out. Whatever the fuck that the pig ate is in their gut.
Dog eat slop. So all that stuff is in the pig's stomach. So you eating all that slop that's in the pig's stomach. They talking about cleaned out. But it ain't cleaned out. You have to detoxify a pig in order to clean it out.
So it was one year. I mean, I didn't really like chitlins too much, but I did eat them when my mama cooked them. So one year, I went over to my little girl auntie house, and they was over there, and I just smelled the chitlins. So me and my brother was there. You know, I'm there with my daughter and shit, and I decided to get some of that goddamn chitlin. Nigga, it wasn't embarrassing to me, but I know it was embarrassing to her because when I took a bottle of chitlin, I just start throwing up all over my goddamn plate. Because she didn't clean the motherfuckers right.
Well, I had to throw one of my good friends, they've been friends of the family, her and my grandma. They went to church forever and a day. She just turned 88. How much did she turn? 88 years old? I think it was 88 years old. It might have been a little bit older than that. But anyway, I want to say 88. But anyway, her daughter's now cooked me Thanksgiving dinner. They would cook me Thanksgiving and give me pies every year because they grandson, he didn't have no place to go, and I let him move in with me years ago. I just met him and stuff, and he was walking down the street, no place to go. So you know, he would tell me who his folks were, and they knew my folks, so I let him stay with me. And they always thank me. So every year for Thanksgiving, they invite me over. So this year, the last year I went over there, they gave me a plate. It had the dressing. I'm like, oh, man, they got the dressing. They put my cakes and stuff in a whole nother tray, cakes and pie. They put my dressing and all that stuff and my turkey and ham all in the goddamn tray and put some chitlins in there. And the chitlin juice got in my goddamn dressing. I went to eat the dressing and taste that. I had to throw that whole damn tray away, man. They're like, how was it? I was like, man, I said, that chitlin juice went all over the place. I said, don't eat chitlin. What? You don't eat chitlin? I said, no, ma'am. I said, you can't get me to eat pig feet, pig ears, chitlin, hog head, cheese, none of that.
No. Look, dude, after I went over there, to my daughter's auntie house, I can't put a chitlin nowhere close to my face at all. Nope. She fucked the whole chitlin game up. Like I said, I know what my mama and them used to do. My mama and my auntie, them motherfuckers, you can't even smell the shit. You know what I'm saying? Because my grandma told me, she said, if you can smell the chili, that ain't no good. And after I went to, I smelled them chilies, and I was like, my brother, and after then, my brother didn't eat no more chili.
That's because like, y'all don't know how to eat the motherfuckers. You got to know how to eat chili. You got to know how to fucking eat chitlin. You can't just put this shit in your mouth. That's just like eating pussy. We ain't going to bring it up. We'll talk about it on another show.
Wait a minute. Hold chitlin. On. So is there, what kind of way do you eat chitlin then?
You got to have, see, the thing with chitlin is this here. Because me, myself, personally, can cook a badass batch of the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I know how to cook chitlin. Old folk style, you know what I'm saying? See, you gotta throw your shit stuff in now. See, everybody just likes to throw a potato in now when you're cooking your chitlin, cause that sucks up all that old smell and stuff. But it's easy to put some potatoes in now. Now, you got to go 7 steps further than that. You got to get you some motherfucking bell peppers and onions and cut them up. You some garlic. You know, mince that garlic up real good. Put that down in there while you're boiling. Up, you know, and everything. You let it boil for it. Now, you got to throw you an egg off in there, too. See, that's a secret that a lot of people won't tell you. But that egg and that potato work together with drawing that smell. So you don't get that smell of the shit chitlin'. You get the smell of the shit chitlin'.
All right, DJ.
And it's a very pleasant aroma.
DJ,
notice.
I'm not cooking the motherfuckers. It's other people that cook the motherfuckers and make me not want to eat it. I ain't ate it chitlin in. Damn, okay. My daughter was.
My problem is I'm country. So country.
It ain't about us cooking it. it's like they fucked up the whole situation. You know, I mean,
man, whenever I don't care what you eat, if you don't like it, bring out the motherfucking Louisiana hot sauce. That'll change your whole motherfucking perspective on eating anything.
I had the Louisiana hot sauce on this woman's chili, and it didn't do nothing but make me throw up on the plate.
I tell you what, what's that, Buddha, what's that sauce y'all got, the true sauce? Put some true sauce on your motherfucking kidneys this year and see what it do to you.
I'm not eating no motherfucking more chitlins. I don't give a fuck what kind of sauce you put on that bitch.
Yeah, you gotta use that sausage ball. That sausage ball seasoning with a little Tony's. Mix them up.
No, I'm not eating. I ain't chillin' in 30 years. I ain't eating no motherfucking chillin' at all. At all.
Yeah.
Nope. There ain't nothing you could... Nobody could convince me to be like,
I get you out here and throw you out. So, do you eat...
Now, see, Mr. Everywhere, he don't...
You answer the question, goddammit. Do you eat gizzards?
Do I eat who?
Gizzards.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you eat gizzards, I fuck up you, because I cook some motherfucking fried chitlins for your motherfucking ass. You won't know the difference. Well, you be just over there eating, because they crunchy. But I'm going to tell you that's what you eat until I ain't gonna tell you it's what you eat until you get through eating it, because you're gonna think it's something else.
I was just fucking some chicken gizzards up today because we had to chop them up, put them in my dressing.
Yeah.
Oh, I fuck with some chicken gizzards, but.
Yeah, if you eat chicken gizzards, you'll fuck with some motherfucking chicken that they cook right. It's just that train of thought that throw us off on that. And you know, a lot of our people don't eat them because we know that was the bottom of the motherfucking barrel, you know. Shit that nobody want to eat. We made delicacies out of it. And now it's spread through all households every holiday. You don't hear nobody buying chickens in the summertime. I ain't gonna have my blood pressure up. They ain't making blood pressure up. But I like to eat them when it's cold.
The motherfucker ain't gonna be in the summertime tomorrow. Yeah, man, I'm about to cook some chitlins.
You ain't never went to a family reunion or a barbecue where they had some chitlins, y'all? Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, my daughter's auntie fucked me up with chitlins forever. Because when I put the hot sauce on it, and I took a bite, and I just threw up. And everybody in the whole place was grossed out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hell no. I was embarrassed because I threw up. I was embarrassed because it kind of let her know that her chitlins was fucked up. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, shit. Then my daughter was grossed out. She was like 2 or 3 years old. She was grossed out because I threw up on my plate.
It was
just a traumatic experience with you.
Yeah. Well, this Thanksgiving holiday, we're just going to be thankful and enjoy whatever comes across the table. Lord knows I wouldn't mind being up in my own kitchen cooking for my own Thanksgiving. It would be nice. But until that moment has come, we'll see what go down. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be some changes and rearranges.
Well, I keep on telling you, you need to get the Cali and get some of that old shit to where you could actually get some of that that Medicare stuff where you can actually do something because they ain't doing shit out there for you. And then on top of that, I don't know if Mom's been coming over there and give her to bring some goods for you. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, if you was out here, nigga, where are your ass, the boy? I don't even, man, I eat Thanksgiving for about 2 days and I'm over.
And I'm going to Golden Corral, sit up there, and I ain't going to eat tomorrow, and then go to Golden Corral and eat Thursday and be done with it.
That's when you got money.
I only missed 1 year. I went 3 years in a row.
So you gonna go to Corral?
Yeah, it used to be $17.99.
Oh, yeah.
I go to Golden Corral, and I sit up there the day before, wouldn't eat. Then I go to Golden Corral, get there at opening. I stay there from 11 to like 1 o'clock.
Slow down.
They got real dressing. They got real dressing at Golden Corral. They got carved turkey, fried turkey, smoked turkey. They got all that in there, ham. They got everything. The works off in there. Thanksgiving, boy, they had the works. They put their foot in it for real. I went
on
two. Yeah, it's cheaper because, look, five people go for $100. Now, you have
five people
that go Thanksgiving, how much y'all going to spend? You going to spend $30, $40 on the turkey and $40, $60 on the ham. That's $100 right there. Then the rest of the whatchacallit, you go kind of dressing and cakes and pies and green beans and yams and all that and macaroni and cheese. You're like, well, shit, man, we just spent $200, $300 on goddamn groceries. You know, we could have went and spent $100 and all of us could have sat there and ate from 11 o'clock when it opened up to 1 o'clock and had 2 hours to sit up there and eat and let it digest and eat again and then get up and go home. No dishes to clean. No dishes.
That nigga tickled your fancy, didn't you?
That's some G-ass shit.
Yeah.
No dishes.
I know right now, in my kitchen, we over $500 right now.
Yeah, that's what you call it.
I know it's $500 worth of shit up in that kitchen right now. Hell of a bitch. And if they got the, see, the whole thing about it is about,
I'm with you, bitch. If you
got
$100,
if you got the OG green, the OG green,
African.
You got the OG macaroni and cheese. You got some good turkey. You got some good ham. And you got some good motherfucking dressing.
Yeah, well, that dressing ain't no stove top. They on Thanksgiving, that shit just like the black folks cook.
Bro, I make the,
I
look, every year on Thanksgiving, I make the dressing. I got my grandma's recipe, bro. So I make
the
dressing every year.
That's how
you
make it up there, like grandma's recipe, man. I wouldn't move
you
nobody.
You talking about going to get
$2,010. I got mad 2020. See, my homeboy, he come. I told him I'm going to Thanksgiving or what you call it. He didn't have nowhere to go. So I said, I'm going to Thanksgiving. He said he come, and then he got there late. We took off. It was raining. People standing outside in the rain. I'm like, they like, shit, man, it's going to be about an hour wait. So I'm like, man, it's going to be damn near 12 o'clock before we can even get in the building. We got to stand in the rain with no umbrellas. I'm like, shit, man, forget this. That's why I tell you, get early. So I ate at Denny's. I had to eat at Denny's. That nasty-ass turkey at Denny's, man, that shit was like nasty as hell, man. I'm like, man, I'd never go to what you call this.
So
the only time
I went
was 2020.
Well, I wonder if all these motherfuckers take like it's like y'all shit. Cause I be done fucked around and been like, fuck that. We getting ready to go.
I know we're coming back.
Yeah, we ain't got. Corral tastes homemade. It tastes down home. I'm telling you. I wouldn't bull jive you not. I paid that $17.
No,
I think it went up to $19 now, but it was $17.99. They might have added the drink, but $17, over $20 they say. And it, that stuff, man, you can't beat it. And it's a buffet. All you can eat. You can stay there at 2 o'clock if you want to.
Oh Lord. I think next year, that's what I'm going to tell these motherfuckers. We going to go to Corral and just see what they talking about. If I got to just show up in that motherfucker early and go and taste the shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then, tell them, nigga, we ain't cooking.
You got to change code before you agree. No, you can't go on that smell like weed. They going to limit you. If you go on that smell like them trees, they gonna encourage you to leave.
I go and check it, and then if it's good, then I come back, and then I get my people, then I smoke the trees, and then I go back.
The smart thing would be when you get ready to go in there to sit down and eat, is change clothes after you smoke.
Hey, fuck that. I'm grown.
That's true. But you don't want the negative appearance on you in that form, my brother. Huh?
It'd be like, okay, what? Oh, well, damn, he done smoked some weed, so that means he gonna eat the whole goddamn buffet up, nigga.
I'm gonna tell you from experience. I done it. I went to the goddamn Golden Corral. Me and some of my partners and some girls went up in there to go eat. I went straight to the back and sit at a table. And they come straight to me and said that, y'all just gonna sit here and feed him all day, huh? And I told them, yeah, they gonna feed me all day because I'm the one paying for it on this place, y'all.
Man, them motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck if they smell the weed, nigga, whatever. Nigga, if I roll up in Golden Corral, and that's some bomb-ass shit, Mr. Everywhere, I think I'm going to consider that shit next year. I'm just going to roll up in that motherfucker. I've been making dressing and turkey ham.
You know, see, when a woman used to tell you back in the day, I want to go out to eat. I would take them out to Golden Corral, and they can eat steaks and whatever they want to eat. I'm like, why am I going to sit up here and pay for a $40 steak, and you can go get two or three steaks and go on your plate.
Right.
Just go get your little cut, then you go back and get back up and get another cut, then get back up and get another cut, because you got fried chicken, ham, and everything else. You know what I'm saying? Fridge. It's cheaper. I'm like,
well,
shit,
you know, the whole thing about... You know, anything about when it comes down to food, you just can't go to anybody's spot. I mean, you know, you're telling me this, but I'm just saying, sometimes you just can't go to anybody's spot and expect to get good food. When you make it yourself, you know it's going to be something good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Scratch, I learned by me being a single man, I be in relationships, but my aunt, she didn't want to go eat at no restaurant. She wanted me to pick her up some chicken golden chick, three strip, four strip meal with some fries and a side order and a sweet tea. That's all she wants to eat. Her kids don't want to eat but at McDonald's Happy Meal, so I get two Happy Meals and go get her what you call it. Then I go to the restaurant and eat good, you see. But that's the case of point. Me being single all them years, it was cheaper for me to go eat out at a restaurant. Like I would go, before I retired, I would go eat $7.99. They got a hamburger steak, mashed potatoes and gravy. You have two sides, and you get okra, roll, a strawberry cake, and a sweet tea for $7.99, cheaper than a McDonald's meal. And it'd be a big-ass hamburger steak. And then they got pork chops, but I don't eat pork chops. But they have pork chops the next day. The next day, they got a hamburger and fries. The next day, they got fajitas. So I'm going to the American restaurant and eat all that all week.
So he's talking about $8 times four, $40 a week. So four times five, that's $200. So my grocery bill will be $200. Plus we get free chicken and Tyson. So we get all the free chicken we want in Tyson. So I had chicken.
This is what I was always thinking is like, my motherfuckers gotta look big on these days, any motherfucker.
You want your assistant well done.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
my niggas gotta cook big on these days anyway. Because the thing that I've started to decide is, it's just another fucking day. You know what I mean? Even my birthday. Everybody do shit big on my birthday, but it's just a fucking other day.
Yeah, I have to get a big birthday thing.
They do the same thing on Thanksgiving. They do the same thing on Christmas. Mm-hmm. They do the same thing on the 4th of July. They do the same thing on Veterans Day. They do the Everybody just want to do, cook a gang of fucking shit on all these fucking days. It's just another day. At least it is to me. Everybody go the fuck off for my birthday. Just because my birthday on Christmas, everybody starts to do something big.
He ain't going to do nothing here. Quit lying. He ain't going to do nothing. I'm coming out there this year.
Huh?
I'm coming out there for your birthday.
Get the fuck out of here. Nigga, everybody be doing big shit on Christmas. Nigga, it's my birthday. Why everybody celebrating my shit?
Hey, you be too drunk to celebrate it.
Nigga,
what you call it, do my birthday big, but I ain't did it since 2009. I haven't even did it since my grandma passed in 2009. I haven't even celebrated New Year's. She passed, the day before New Year's? So I haven't celebrated New Year's ever since, and I haven't thrown a birthday ever since. 2009 was the last time I threw a birthday.
Man, I ain't had a birthday party since I was a little kid, bro. I think the last time I had a birthday party, I was 5. So guess what? That was 50 years ago. I ain't had no birthday party. I ain't even thought I had no birthday party.
What did the boy say on commercial? Bullshit.
I rent that whole club out. Scratch, I had me a VIP section. I have a big ass cake, big as your damn car hood. I have a goddamn two big ass pans of green.
Why couldn't be big in my car hood?
3 bottles of champagne, 2 punch bowls, and then I buy the first 20 people through the door, I buy them a mixed drink.
I haven't had a birthday party since I was 5. And the only thing close to I got to a birthday party is I did a show, what the fuck I do that, somewhere in L.A., and it was a couple of days before my birthday, and a nigga brought me a cake. And then they sang happy
birthday. Did anybody jump out of it? Jump out of the cake?
Hell no, nigga, that's it. Boy, if a little bitch jumped out of that cake, that cake was so little, but I'm just saying, that was the closest I had to a birthday party since I was 5.
He was your homeboy.
My birthday was coming up, so, nigga, I did the show, and then the motherfuckers brought the cake out, and they sang happy birthday and shit, all that. Just a little ass cake. That's just on my Instagram, the little cake.
Mine, I think, might be on my Facebook. You got a picture of me on with the stainless suit on with the champagne in the bucket And man, I should have my picture of my cake on there too. He got a picture of me on that, on my cake and all that stuff too. So everybody used to come to my birthday bash. They like, shit, man, and I got the girls. They're gonna be on stage stripping and twerking, doing all that stuff. Everybody, what you call it? They came to my shit, man.
Didn't care, and right now I'm old, I don't give a fuck about that birthday shit, you know what I mean? Motherfucker, get me something, that's fine. If they don't, I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I'm not a kid no more, you know, so I don't even, that shit don't even faze me no more. You know, I said when I turned 50, I want to have a party. I didn't. Now, if God let me live to see 60, I'm going to have a 60th birthday party.
Well, I'm going to do mine this year because I got to go to my daughter's graduation. So I'm going to do mine this year at Mr. D's in Texarkana, and I'll probably have about four of my homegirls up there stripping in the club, and we just turn the town upside down.
Yeah, I think when I turn 60, I'll be good. You know, I do it when I'm 60, but I ain't even tripping, bro. It's like, man, it's just, once again, it's just another day for me.
I wish I had been here.
Like, oh, my
man.
God, you just going to sit in the studio all day? Fuck yeah. It's just another day.
What you trying to get me up there to do? You want me to just be a patron? Or you want me to DJ? You want me to MC? Do you want to perform? Do you want
DJ,
me to make some home?
It's too much activity going on. It's too much activity to go on when you DJing.
Yeah, I want to make sure the festivities.
Oh, my God, bro. I know on the third I'm going to have a whole lot of shit on my plate.
Hell, look, that's how I met my ex. My ex, this girl told my ex that I managed them stripping, taking them to Oklahoma. So her and her sister both called me up. One hit me on Facebook, and the other one was calling me on the phone. Talking about they want to go dancing,
yeah.
And so I came down and seen it like, oh no, you ain't thick enough to go dancing, you know, you just one of them little slim fine girls. So anyway, I'm at the club the next week, and my sister's up there twerking on me, got her dress lifted up with a booty cheek twerking on me. She grabbed and snatched her up and told her what you call, because her sister and the other little yellow bone was dancing on me. So she went and said something to her sister. And her sister jerked away and started dancing. She grabbed her sister again, and I left the stage and went to the bar. She came to the bar. I'm trying to see what's up with you. I'm at the bar, and she walked right past the girl that was sitting up there trying to holler at me. And just like, what's up? So, like I said, next day I know, I'd be in the club, and she in there. They all trying to twerk on me, and I just like kick back, and I just sit by the bar. Then I was like, I can't go out there on the dance floor no more because it's going to be a conflict. You know, you start messing with a bride, and you get out there on that dance floor, and all them girls used to sit up there dancing on you and stuff like that. Because I used to set the club. I used to set the club off. I used to set it off. He go to the club, big booty. I got these tall silos of beer, free. He going to give me two of them, free. Two big old tall silos, like two-foot, three-foot tall beers of beer. He's going to sit on the table with the homies. I let them drink because I don't drink beer. So that's scratch and love it.
Yeah.
I don't drink beer. But I had stopped drinking anyway. I just drink me like Gatorade and some water. But, you know, my entourage, they what you call it. Then I buy them a bottle of champagne because I used to buy three bottles of champagne for $100 a pop and a punch bowl. All the freaks come over there to drink out the punch bowl. All the homies, we drink out the champagne bottle. So we had all the motion going on. So that's the whole deal. You know, I sit up there. Shit, sell a quarter brick. I used to sell a quarter brick, goddammit, in like 4 days. So, you know, that shit, it wasn't nothing. I go through that in like 4 days, like it wasn't nothing.
All the shit I did in my life, I never lived it up like that. You know, when I got my little deals and shit, I still was you know, salty about, you know, even spending no money on no hoes. I'm like, man, fuck them bitches.
Well, Scratch, you gotta realize on the what you call, I was getting to work for 24 a brick. Then on the what you call, I'm getting that exotic. So I'm getting that.
Yeah,
exotic.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I had some deals like that too, nigga. But I wasn't giving
her
all my money.
Part in this bullshit.
Fuck that. I'm like, nope. Nigga, everybody get a little sprinkle, nigga, but they wasn't getting no $100 a bottle type of shit. Nope, they sure in the fuck wasn't. Because I didn't even have to go on and flash.
And I'm hitting them a 35 a G on that exotic. So I'm killing them back then, 35 a G on exotic. They were like,
I wasn't fucking around like that, nigga. Like I said, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But motherfuckers got it like that because the cost of living out here is way higher. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, nope. Y'all, we gonna have a little fun, and that's gonna be a little bit it. That's it.
Yeah, my partner from Venice used to fly out. He'd fly out for the weekend and then fly back to report to his PO, but he'd fly out just to kick it with me. Then I'd drive him to Dallas, get back on the plane, fly from Dallas to L.A., back to LAX. You know, he'd fly out there once a month just to kick it with me for the weekend. Rest in peace. He passed 2021 from COVID. But, I got to make it out there and visit his grave and stuff like that. But, he was rock solid, man. He was just like, shit, man, what you call it, man? He's getting real out the way. I'm like, yeah. He's like, golly, you got motion. He's like, shit,
yep.
I'm trying to fuck
hey,
with your
I couldn't do it. I don't give a fuck how much money I had in my pocket. It was just, nigga, it was a whole lot of control that we had to have. I wasn't flying all the way around. I wasn't flying people no goddamn where. Nigga, we right here and we doing our thing. We good. But, nigga, I couldn't do that shit. Because, you know the thing what I always think about, and I thought about back then, even when I had a whole lot of cash, it was like counting the money. I didn't
and like now, it. More feel-good music.
C-O-U-N-D-O-Y. Can't take the country out of me. Country walk, you see the country walk.
sunshine. Forty cops on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hay. Loud, sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day.
I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink pole. Pimp talk and kangos. I'm country.
Come hear the country talk. You see the country walk. You feel the country homie. You feel the country homie.
This R&B came naturally, can't deny it's meant to be.